And hello, everybody. It's the Everything Digital Podcast for, what day is it today? August 15th, 2005. I'm Alan Joyce, and this is not going to be the normal Everything Digital Podcast format. So if you're just starting to listen to the Everything Digital Podcast, this is the first show you downloaded. I strongly encourage you to go back in the archives and listen to the previous show, because that's what I normally do. I will have a normal show later this week for you, probably Thursday or Friday. But this one is just a quick catch-up cast because I haven't done a podcast or done a post on the website for so long because I have been on vacation in the Grand Canyon river rafting down 250 miles of the Colorado River. So that's what I've been doing for the past 8 days. And hope you'll forgive my absence as far as Everything Digital Podcasts go. But I should have one with some real news up pretty soon. But in this show, just going to talk a little bit about my vacation and what it's like to be in the Grand Canyon without any sort of internet access, let alone digital devices, except, of course, a digital camera. Also, speaking of digital cameras, I'm going to talk about the new one that I purchased right after returning. I decided to wait until after the trip, so that way I wouldn't be so worried about taking my previous digital camera on the trip, because it is a rough trip, and I know, you know, with all the water and the rapids and everything, I knew there was definitely a good chance that a digital camera might not quite make it through. So, after returning, I did get this new camera, which is the Canon PowerShot A510. Well-researched buy, I must say. I've been looking into getting a new digital camera for quite a while now, and this one sort of came up as a favorite on the internet, and it was good price, seemed like it had all the features I wanted, so I went for it. And so I'll have a review of that coming up. But first, I want to tell you about this trip. Really amazing trip. I posted a little bit on the site about it, but I really want to give you an idea of... there's a little lag there. I don't know what to do about that. I'm just going to kill the feedback on that. I guess because I'm using a USB microphone, it puts in that lag, but for some reason I'm using QuickTime this time, and it just came all at once. All of a sudden it was this huge lag between when I say things and when I hear them back on the monitor. So I was using GarageBand earlier, but I figured for this, it's pretty low production show, I'd just go ahead and use QuickTime. So, as I was saying, really amazing trip, and first of all, I want to say it is not easy, especially for me, to go without any sort of digital device or contact for 8 days. It's not so much like, I mean, you're occupied there. It's not like you're, you know, wanting your computer. It's fun in a whole different way. But you miss so much being out of contact like that. I came back to a couple hundred emails, a couple hundred unread RSS feed items, several new podcasts. I've got probably over 10 hours of podcasts built up now that I'm going to try to listen to, but I really hate deleting episodes of podcasts because you never know if that episode is going to be like an incremental, you know, important episode. So I really don't like doing that, so I guess I gotta find some time to work through those 10 hours of podcasts. So I came back to all that, and it's really weird because when I arrived back home and I went to check my email and stuff, I was writing an email and my fingers just weren't typing. I couldn't type in it correctly. You know, I just didn't have the muscle movements there for probably, it took me maybe 10 minutes to get back into it, but for a little bit there, I was, you know, hunting and pecking, because it just was so weird, that muscle movement, you know. I could t- tie down a water bottle to my backpack just fine, but typing on a keyboard, whole different story. But the trip itself was really amazing. You know, you see stuff you really can't see any other way. It's just this sort of, it's a medium-sized pontoon boat, and you go 250 miles of Colorado River Rapids, and start at a place called Lee's Ferry, and then the company takes you down all the way to the Hoover Dam and Lake Mead. And along the way, tons of choppy waters, and just like a roller coaster, 250-mile long roller coaster. So that was quite an experience, and definitely worth it to go without technology for a week to really experience that for what it is. Although I didn't have technology there, as I said, I've got a new piece of technology now that I'm home, and that is this PowerShot, this Canon PowerShot A510. I'd say if you're thinking about buying a they call it point-and-shoot, the entry-level point-and-shoot sort of family camera thing, but I wouldn't really classify this camera under that category. It's in that price range, and it's for that kind of person, for that kind of use, but it's got a whole lot more features than that. So it's you turn it on, and it's got this dial at the top, which has, 13 different modes that you can take pictures in, and it's everything from like auto, where it just determines what kind of picture it's going to take, to manual, which is completely you decide everything. And when you switch to manual, the picture looks horrible because it's not compensating at all, you've got to do all the compensation yourself. It looks horrible unless you know what you're doing. But then there's various degrees of manual use. There's some where you just adjust the shutter speed, and some where you just do the focus manually. So it's got a lot of customized features that a normal just point-and-shoot camera wouldn't have. So I'm really liking that. The other thing is it takes amazing pictures. It gets beautiful color, beautiful detail. It has this macro mode where you can get up really close. It's also got a 4x zoom, so that helps too. You can get up really close and get tiny things. I was taking pictures of bees the other day, and they were coming out great. It just takes great pictures, even when you're moving or when the subject's moving. If you put it in, there's a sport mode. If you put it in sport mode, it can even do pretty well for a digital camera. It can do a pretty good job of eliminating shutter lag in those situations and just taking the picture as fast as possible. The other thing I like about it is it's got, first of all, it can record movies, which is a nice little feature. I mean, I don't expect a still digital camera to really record movies very well, but this one does a pretty good job of it. At highest quality, it can only record 30-second bits, but I've got a 512 megabyte memory card in there, and it can record 708 minutes overall. 708 looks like it. That even surprises me. It's quite a good. That must be 708 seconds. Yeah. Okay, 708 seconds, but still, yeah, 708 minutes would be a whole lot. But it's really good, just for like casual things you just want to get a quick video of, things that you don't want to whip out the digital handy cam, the actual digital camera for. It's pretty good for that. But really, I don't look for a still camera based on what kind of movies it can take. But other than that, it's also got this great panorama stitch feature. So it comes up with this screen. It's got like a space for it, it's got a viewfinder space on the left, and then it's got just a white spot on the right. But then you can take a picture, and I'm doing that now, and then it saves that picture and just moves it over to the left. So now you can see where that picture was taken, and then you can line it up with the next picture. So it's you can construct, there we go, you can construct the panorama based on its recorded image from the previous picture. So you just line it up with the next one, and take that one, and then move it over, take the next one, and you just keep on doing that. And then it saves them as multiple pictures, but then the program that comes with it called Photo Stitch lets you put them all together and even convert them into a QuickTime QTVR. The QuickTime VR is the virtual reality. They use them for house tours and things like that when homes are for sale, where you can sort of move around within the scene and look at different parts of it. So it may only be the size of like a regular picture, but then you can drag your cursor left and right or up and down to see the different photos that are around it, and that all form one scene that you can navigate through. So I may post a couple of those if I do them on the site, just little demo ones, but it's pretty cool. I actually tried a 360-degree one, and the program isn't very powerful as far as where you put the pictures, you know, it's pretty much just a straight line. But it's it works pretty well. You know, you can zoom in, zoom out, and pan across it, and it's really quite cool to be able to do that so easily. So I'm really happy with that feature. And other than that, I like the sort of easy and quick organization of it. The last camera I had was really slow at displaying or organizing or deleting, anything like that, anything that had to do with actually loading up the picture from the memory card and dealing with it was really slow on that camera. So this one works quite well with that. And I hook it up to my computer with the USB cable it came with, and iPhoto immediately recognizes it, even downloads the movies, because iPhoto 5 can download movies as well. So I'm really happy with it. And I'd really recommend it. There's the only problem I've experienced so far, and it's a pretty minor one, is once in a while, maybe once every, I don't know, 30 times I open the lens, like turn it on, and it automatically opens the lens, and it's not doing it so much anymore. But the shutter, which automatically opens, or not the shutter, the lens cover, which automatically opens, sometimes gets stuck on the sides. But I just restart, and it's usually okay. So that's the only problem I've experienced with it. But other than that, it's really something I'd recommend. So there's a digital camera review from Everything Digital, and the Canon PowerShot A510. That's an Everything Digital recommendation. There you go. That's really all I got. I checked through the news. Doesn't look like a whole lot happened while I was gone. A couple things I'll look into for the Thursday or Friday show. And keep an eye out for any news stories that pop up. But regardless of what happens, I will have a full show for you at the end of the week. So you can expect that soon.